Australia's best $2 coffee?
Well, National Seniors Australia wants us to keep cash here, and they've launched a new campaign. It's all to stop seniors being excluded in what is becoming a cashless society. Now, a lot of people just aren't comfortable in using online banking or tap and go or that sort of thing. Maybe they're not tech savvy, or they're just worried about scams, or they're just not interested in their elderly years. They don't want to learn new things. I don't blame them. They just want to keep doing what they've always done because that works. But cash transactions are down. That's no surprise. So cash transactions are down to just 13% of all transactions. In 2007, it was 70%. ATMs, you can hardly find them. So more than 700 ATMs were closed between June 2022 and 2023. And that's not to mention bank branches. This is the one that gets me. 424 bank branches have closed their doors across Australia in 12 months. 424. Now, there are a few more ways that you can get involved in the Keep Cash campaign. And the first is pretty simple. Just use more of it. So National Seniors say there needs to be more cash transactions in the system for the government, banks and retailers to take more notice. Well, Chris Grice is the CEO of National Seniors Australia, and he's on the line for us. Chris, thanks for jumping on.
Hi, Chris. Good to be with you.
So where did the Keep Cash campaign, what was it born out of?
Well, basically, it was born by a number of seniors contacting us and basically telling us how disappointed they were with, I guess, the behaviour of the banking industry. And when we looked at it a little bit further, it wasn't just about that they were having some challenges around branch closures and ATMs being removed. There were also examples where the branches themselves weren't handling cash. They were being charged ATM fees. Retailers weren't accepting cash. Checks were being removed, so you can't use those. And we're even seeing evidence now of phone banking being shut down by a number of institutions as well. And then don't get me started on things like cyber scams and can't get credit cards and all that sort of stuff. So this is what basically motivated us to, I guess, create a campaign. And Chris, you mentioned there before about 13%. Now, 13% might sound like, in the scheme of things, a relatively small
billions and
number.
Billions of dollars.
Exactly. And the other thing also, that 80% of that 13% are transactions by folk who are over 65 years. And so that's why National Seniors, that's why it's important to us and the community of older Australians to get behind it and do something about it.
Chris, I've been sort of beating my head against a brick wall here on this radio program talking about cash now for a couple of years. And my major issue is this. If you're a major bank and you have a license that is issued to you by the Australian government, you are making billions of dollars in profit after tax. You should be required by the Australian government as part of your license to, one, keep bank branches open to service customers, and two, the Australian government should make it illegal for businesses, be it KFC or be it, you know, the hot dog stall at Bunnings, not to accept cash because it is legal tender.
I know the Honourable Bob Catter actually presented before the Parliament basically a petition to actually have offences in place for retailers who weren't honouring, you know, that capacity to use cash. But it's not the retailers really who are at fault or to blame. It does rest, the responsibility does rest with the banks. And I was really interested just quickly, Chris, to sort of see a couple of weeks ago that the Treasurer had announced that I think it was $6.5 million in funding. And this was to Australian banks who were operating in the Pacific Islands. Paid them $6.5 million to keep bank branches open and keep banking happening in the Pacific Islands because it was perceived as being very important. Well, it's important over there, but it's really important for what's going on here as well.
They wouldn't do it in Forbes. We had to fight tooth and nail on this show just to keep the Commonwealth Bank branch open in Forbes. It's a country town in New South Wales. You know, people need access to their bank branches so they can go and speak to someone to work out their financial affairs. And I just think, if these guys are making so much, it's not like it's a matter of cost saving. They're making a fortune. So would you, as National Seniors Australia, go to the government? You're a big organisation with a bit of clout and say to them, hey, and seniors across Australia and Australians more generally want you to ensure that banks have, as part of their licence, a minimum number of branches available for people to use.
Absolutely supportive of that. But the thing is that what's important, I guess this is the point of the campaign as well, there is an element of use it or lose it. And this is why we're seeking to mobilise also the community to, you know, like if they use digital banking, that's fine. But every so often, just spend some cash. Keep the cash circulating in the system. That's the critical piece. Because if you keep it circulating, that the government then can then see how relevant it is and how important it is. I mean, this is what happened with Armaguard. Armaguard was going to fall over. And they've had to step in and sort of prop it up. And part of that problem is that, well, there's not enough cash being circulated in the system. So that's really critical from a consumer perspective to sort of get people, not just the older cohort, because they're already wanting to use cash, the younger folk as well. That's critically important. And I guess this is where we're sort of getting retailers to get behind us and actually have stickers. We accept cash stickers on their shops, so that folk can actually see who's welcoming the use of cash and is happy to accept cash.
Chris, I really appreciate you jumping on. You've got our full support. All the best.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chris.
That's Chris Grice, the CEO of National Seniors Australia. It's very simple. As long as it is legal tender.